What makes business leadership Catholic? Okay. I ask you, Andreas Wiedmer, what makes business leadership Catholic?
So it's a, I go back to that idea. It's the understanding that when, think about it, it's the understanding of work, of business. When we work, we don't just make more, we become more. But what I mean with that is to say, animals can't work. My dog can't work. Even a chimpanzee, or they can't work because they don't have free will and self-perception in that way. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and God is the great maker. And when we work, we make something. In a sense, we make something out of nothing. Therefore, we imitate God's creative power, how God created the world. We are allowed to participate in God's creativity when we work. When you think of business that way, everything changes, because now what you're doing is something absolutely holy. If you're imitating God, what happens when you imitate somebody a lot? If you go to work every day, you imitate God every day. What happens if you do that? You become holy. You become more like God. That changes your, if you work with that recognition, with that understanding, that changes how you look at this. And it doesn't matter whether you actually invent or grow or something, or you're cleaning, the cafeteria. All of that is, in a sense, your contribution to God's creation. And when you do that, you get to choose, God gives you the free will to create goods that are truly good, or to provide services that truly serve. And when you decide to do that, that is when you grow as a human being, namely into more fully human, into more, fully human, as in holy. And that is the difference of Catholicism.